Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
So we spent about $20,000 on the whole campaign on Facebook ads,
Okay.
and that generated about 325,000 in sales.
Not too bad. Not too bad. I would take that.
Yeah,
I would
not
take
too
that
bad at all.
exchange all day long. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
Welcome to episode number 5 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. What's up? It's Rick Mulready here, and thanks a lot for taking a few minutes out of your day to come hang out with me today. You rock. Here at the Art of Paid Traffic, this is your one-stop shop for learning everything that you need to know about paid traffic. All the best tips, the best tactics, the best strategies for growing your business on autopilot without having to empty your wallet in the process. Nobody wants to do that. Paid traffic is what really fuels the sales machine in your business and allows you to know exactly where your next lead and sale are going to come from. Want to create freedom in your business? Learn from the best experts in paid traffic what strategies are working and not working right now here at the Art of Paid Traffic. Now, in today's episode, I'm talking with Laura Roeder, who's the founder of LKR Social Media. Laura loves to simplify technology, specifically when it comes to social media marketing for entrepreneurs and small business owners. During my talk today with Laura, you're going to hear about her two-step Facebook ad strategy that helped her generate $325,000 in revenue from a $20,000 spend on Facebook ads. We'll break down the exact strategy that she used, what she means by building two lists, and how it can play a big role in growing your business. And she also shares a new social media software that she and her team have developed to improve organic traffic to your website, and in turn, how you can use it to greatly improve your paid traffic efforts. But first, I want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, Laura, so I have to hear about this Facebook strategy that you have going here. And I first want to thank you because we are recording this episode. You're in Hawaii right now. Is that right?
I am. I'm sitting in a car by a beach in Hawaii.
I love it. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me today. And I do really want to hear about this Facebook ad strategy because we've talked about it a little bit before. And I was like, I got to have you on the show here to talk about this. So share with us a little bit about what you were doing. You had a blog post. You're driving traffic back to your blog using Facebook ads. And then and the overall strategy is really cool. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a two-step strategy. So step one is creating and driving traffic via Facebook ads to some targeted blog posts that are really specific to whatever your offer is. So we did this for a campaign for my Creating Fame program, and we had a series of blog posts that was kind of my story of how I've created my own fame and how I've used the strategy over the years. And we started off by using Facebook ads to drive to post, you know, Facebook posts that link to those posts. And we found that this is really, really effective because if you have a Facebook ad that just looks like a blog post, you know, has a snapshot image from the blog post, little description from a post, and also we would put some kind of little one-liner that would be like, post about this. Like, I wouldn't say, read my latest post. Yeah. It was a little more vague, so maybe it looks like, you know, your friends posted it. And those will get a really, really, really high click-through, you know, much higher, of course, than if you're just promoting something straight up.
Okay, so before you go on there, so do you turn the post into a page post ad, is that right?
Yeah, so the way that we've had the most success with it is actually not using like a typical power editor ad,
okay,
doing a true page post and then advertising that directly. The formatting is just like a tiny bit different. I'm sure you could do it as a real ad too, but when you start it out as a page post on your Facebook page, it just looks even more like a real organic post.
I gotcha, okay. Okay. So are you turning that at any point in this process, are you turning that into an actual paid ad? Because, you know, a really good strategy for when you're doing this sort of thing is to get some social proof on there, get some likes and comments and shares and so forth on the post, and then turn that into a paid ad. Are you doing that at all? Are you ultimately turning it into some sort of a paid ad?
Yeah, we do run it as an ad, but and I found that you get many comments and likes and shares and stuff when it shows to people as an ad. So we don't try to, you know, get that naturally first and then make it an ad.
Okay.
We just make it an ad right off the bat because the exposure is so much bigger with an ad. And it's so cool because blog posts, people share. So you see, I mean, on some of these, we would have over 100 shares and it's like, okay, you're sharing my ad. That's pretty cool.
Right, right. Okay, so once people are, you're driving the traffic back to these targeted blog posts, then tell us sort of the next step in the strategy here.
Yeah, so on the blog post, we do have an opt-in to learn more. We also have the blog is living on a site where you can learn more about the program. So hopefully some people are reading the blog, maybe exploring, you know, reading more about the pay program that they might want to buy. So all that is step one. And then step two, during our open cart period, or you could also just do this later if you're doing it for an evergreen product, but we had a launch with an open cart. During the open cart, we redirect people who have already looked at the blog. We're retargeting those leads, showing them a more direct advertisement for the program. We also use those leads to show them an advertisement for a webinar we were hosting about the program. So you're targeting people who have already warmed up because they're already familiar with you and your brand. They've read blog posts. Now you're making the offer.
Love it. Love it. So are you tracking, you mentioned that they can opt in there when they're on that article or series of articles. Are you tracking those opt-ins?
Yeah. And you know, we didn't have a super, super high opt-in rate. You could be much more aggressive with it. We didn't use a pop-up. It was just kind of like the bottom of the article and on the side. But what's nice about the strategy is you're kind of capturing people. It's like you're building two lists. You know, you're building your email list, and obviously you're going to contact those people when your cart's open, when you have your webinar. But then you're also kind of building this Facebook retargeting list because a certain amount of people are going to visit your website and they're never going to opt in for whatever reason. With retargeting, you capture those people. So it's kind of like, it's cool because you're able to reach people whether they're visiting your site, whether you're emailing them, or whether you're showing them something while they're visiting Facebook.
Yeah, for sure. So what's sort of the timeline? Now, you mentioned you did this during sort of an open-close period. So Creating Fame went live. How far in advance were you sending people to the blog post, and then, you know, you're doing the retargeting? What's sort of that time frame look like?
So we sent people to the blog post for about 2 weeks before cart opened.
We
had a series, so we cycled through different blog posts. Although we did show, you know, I think sometimes people think, okay, first you only show an ad for the first one, and then the second, and then the third. But you have to remember that people come in at all different times.
Yeah.
So we kept showing ads for just whatever the most successful post was. We had one, I think it was the first or second one in the series that just got a great response. I think it's because it had a picture of me and a monkey. And that came really well on Facebook.
Was it sitting on your shoulder?
It was sitting on my shoulder.
It was really awesome. I would click on that. Yeah. I would click on that. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, there's like a hot Facebook advertising with a picture of someone and a monkey on their shoulder.
There you go.
So we kept running ads to that first one the whole time because that, you know, that ad did so well. So we did a two-week period where we ran ads to blog posts, and then after that, cart open was for about 1 week.
Okay, and then so during that 1 week period when the cart is open, is that when you're retargeting those people?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So can you kind of share some results on what maybe kind of keep it broad, maybe like give me a ballpark about what you spent on the ads, and then do you have a ballpark on the revenue that you brought in as a result of them? But first, a word from our sponsor, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. Do you have a ballpark on the revenue that you brought in as a result of them?
Yeah, I'm happy to share that. So we spent about $20,000 on the whole campaign on Facebook ads.
Okay.
And that generated about $325,000 in sales.
Not too bad. Not too bad. I would take that.
Yeah,
I would take that exchange
all
day long. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. And you know, something else interesting to mention is that we are kind of unusual and that we don't have affiliates promoting us. So I think spending is really a great for businesses that don't want to go with an affiliate strategy. If you affiliates, you'd be paying out a huge percentage of your sales anyway. You know, don't be afraid to get into those higher spends on Facebook ads.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, so what did you get some learnings from that? Like, is there anything, I'm sure because of such great results, you're going to do this again. You know, mm-hmm. What were some learnings that you, were there any specific learnings that jumped out at you that you were like, you know what, I think we're going to try this, you know, whatever it was, better next time or differently next time?
I mean, it really just showed me the power of having content on Facebook that does not look like an ad.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like an ad. And the thing is, you have to remember, you can't trick people. It has to be consistent once they go to the site. So if we had a post, so you're just reading a blog post, but then you got taken to an opt-in landing page when you clicked on it, it'd be effective. You know, you might
sure.
get a high click-through rate on the ad, but then you're going to have a lot of people abandon. So the trick is always, okay, but that type of content isn't leading directly to a sale. So I think now, forward with every campaign, I'm going to think about, okay, how can we mix in some of this more organic blog post type of content to generate leads? You know, maybe we're not going to get them as a lead right then. That's where the retargeting is so powerful. But now we'll have that pixel counted. We'll have them in our system. And this whole second list concept that I mentioned earlier, you know, you have your email list, but then you have your retargeting list on Facebook. That was a big learning for me as well. You know, it's not just about email. You really need to hit people on a lot of different channels now.
Yeah, for sure. I get that question all the time is, well, why would I want to target my Facebook ads to my email list? Well, you know, not everybody's going to be opening your email. And just like you just mentioned, Laura, is that it's another touch point for you to be in front of your target audience. And then in addition, you can turn that retargeting list into a lookalike audience as well. Another thing that you can test out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so, once you have those leads collected, it's so powerful. I'm really getting more organized with just all across the website visitors, even pages that I'm not really planning on using for a campaign now.
Yeah.
Just to have that data stored so we can retarget them or create a lookalike audience later.
Absolutely. I love it. So you have a big project working, and you've been working on it for a little while. And I have to tell you that I was just in a 2-day mastermind up in Laguna Beach with James Wedmore, and Edgar came up several times among the people at the mastermind.
That's cool.
So that is your project right now. Tell us about Edgar.
Yeah, so Edgar just launched in July. Edgar is a social media scheduling software, sort of like Buffer or Hootsuite, but with one really, really big difference. Edgar recycles your content automatically. So we had this huge problem at my company. We have this huge backlog of blog posts. I mean, most online businesses have this massive backlog of content, sure, blog posts, podcasts, whatever. And there's no easy, automated, organized way to keep linking to that library, keep sending it out on social. So that's exactly what Edgar does. You build up your library of both your old blog content and whatever status updates, and good to repeat. And then Edgar just sends them out for you. You don't have to keep doing it every week or every month. You fill up your library, and then Edgar handles the rest.
Wow, very cool. It just automates everything for you, saves a lot of time.
Saves so much time.
Yeah, so you've been working on this since July. So what are you seeing sort of along the way here, as we get towards the end of the year when we're recording this episode? What are some of the things what's some of the feedback that you're hearing from people that are like, you know, I love this because, what are you hearing from people?
Well, it really, really drives up people's traffic from social back to the website. And, you know, it's no magic it's not because our posts, you know, perform better than posts from other tools on social. It's because we make it actually happen.
Yeah.
You know, most people are regularly sending out links to their old blog posts so people can't discover them, people can't click on them, people can't share them. Something that was interesting for my company, when we first started using Edgar, when we were kind of testing it internally, we started looking at, okay, what's our most traffic post of the day? And of course, usually it's whatever your new post is. Mm-hmm. But once we started using Edgar, it often wasn't our new post. It was whatever Edgar had sent out, because those can take off just like your new ones and get a lot of shares or, you know, get a retweet from someone with a big Twitter audience or whatever. So all that whole thing now is just happening on autopilot. So people are seeing, wow, my traffic, you know, free organic traffic from social is going way up since I started using Edgar.
Very cool. And that really aligns too with what we were just talking about as far as retargeting goes. If you have, you know, that website custom audience pixel in place from Facebook there, all this traffic coming back to your site to revisit these older articles, you can start building an audience, just that second audience like you called it. I love that. Back on Facebook there, that you can, you know, whether you can, if you want to target them right then, or, you know, sort of quote unquote save that audience later on when you have another promotion to do. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I love combining organic social and paid social. So yeah, you can use Edgar to really drive up traffic to your blog posts, store that on a Facebook pixel, and then retarget with an offer to all those people.
Love it. Love it. Really smart strategy. So where can people find out more about Edgar?
So Edgar, go to meetedgar.com or meetedgar on Twitter.
Awesome. And I will link that up in the show notes. Where can people connect with you also, Laura?
Yeah, so my Twitter is LKR, or you can find my LKR social media business at lkrsocialmedia.com.
Sweet, sweet. Thank you so much, Laura. I know that, again, you're back there in Hawaii. go enjoy the beach there, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
Correct.
And I love this strategy. As with many episodes that I'm doing here on The Art of Paid Traffic, for today's episode with Laura, I put together a downloadable PDF cheat sheet for you that shows you the exact Facebook ad that Laura talked about and used in the campaign that she discussed today. I've also put together a visual representation of this strategy that she used so that you can model it for your own Facebook ads. To get this free download, just go to the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/5. That's the number 5. Coming up in the next episode, we're going to shift gears and start talking about some YouTube advertising. I'm really excited about this mini series coming up because I've never used YouTube ads before. I get the whole world of video advertising, but I've never used them before. And I'm going to start using them very soon, which I'll be sharing you with my results and my experience with them here in the podcast. So I'm going to be learning right along with you. You're going to hear from Tom Breeze in the next episode. Tom is an expert in YouTube advertising. We're going to be covering YouTube ads for small businesses, and you'll learn the 4 things that you need to have absolutely nailed if you want to succeed with YouTube ads. That's next on The Art of Paid Traffic. So keep testing, my friends, and I will see you in episode number 6.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those
mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.